Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Tezayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezayin Amud Aleph by the second to last line, by Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar. So we just got through saying that the Stam author in Mishnayis and Mesachas Midos, that the Stam Tano is Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And we proved it from a Stam Mishnah in Midos, which said that the eastern wall of Har Abayis couldn't be so tall. It had to be short enough that the Kayim, when he was Seref HaSapara, that he could, on Har Zaysim, that he could see over the eastern wall and look into the Heichal. That was the din when the Kayim was Seref HaSapara, when he was Mazal Adam, he had to be facing and looking at the Heichal. So the Mishnah says that the eastern wall of the Har Abayis couldn't be so tall in order that he could see over. And now we prove that that would only make sense, such a statement, such a halacha, only makes sense Lefid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It was only Lefid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that the Kayin the Seref HaSapara had to look over the eastern wall in order to look into the Heichal. Lefid HaChamim, he could look under. It was Lefid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that he had to look over the wall, and therefore we said that we see from there that the Stam Mishnah in Maseches Midos is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So now says the Gemara of Adabar Ava Amar that no, it's not Mochruch. It's not Mochruch that Stam Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And we said that Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is based on the fact that he held that the Heichal was 20 and a half amos above the level of Har Abayis. It's not Mochruch that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. I could tell you how many Rabbi Yehuda he, the Tana could be Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see soon. Rabbi Yehuda held that the Mizbeach was placed, and the Mizbeach was 9 amos tall, and the Mizbeach was placed right in the middle of the width of the Azara. So it was Keneged, the Pesach of the Heichal. So now, we already said before that the Azara itself was 13 and a half amos above the level of Har Abayis. So if the Mizbeach, which was 9 amos tall, was right in the middle blocking the Heichal, it means that with the Mizbeach, there was actually a blockage of 22 and a half amos above the level of the Har Abayis. So, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda as well, we had to make sure that the eastern wall of Har Abayis wouldn't be so tall so that the Kohen could see over it. Because if it would be only 20 amos, he wouldn't be able to see under Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Also, meaning it's not just Lefi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that the Kohen had to look over the wall. Also, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen had to look over the wall. So there's no hechrich to say that the Mishnah before is Dafka Libud the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It could just as easily be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because also if you're Rabbi Yehuda, the Kayin, who is Sarif HaSapara and Maz of the Dam of the Para, he had to look over the wall of the Har Abayis. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara. We learned in the Braisa Rabbi Yehuda Aymer that HaMizbeach Memutza V'Aymi B'Emtza Azara, that the Mizbeach was centered and stood in the middle of the width of the Azara, in the width of the north and south direction of the Azara, right in the middle of that north and south of the Azara, of the width of the Azara, was the Mizbeach. Ushloishim v'shtayim amos hayulai. And the Mizbeach itself was 32 amos. It was Eser amos keneged Pischa shel Heichal. The middle 10 amos was mamish keneged the Pesach of the Heichal. The Pesach of the Heichal was 10 amos. And Yud Aleph Amal Lutzafim, Yud Aleph Amal Ludarim. And then there was another 11 amos of the Mizbeach that went north of the Pesach of the Heichal. And another 11 amos that went south of the Pesach of the Heichal. Nimsa Mizbeach Mechuvun keneged Heichal v'Kaislav. And it came out that the Mizbeach mamish was parallel with the Heichal and its walls, because the Heichal itself was 20 amos wide, like we had in Shkalim. And the walls of the Heichal were each 6 amos. So total, the Heichal was 12 and 20 is 32 amos, which was the mamish, this 32 amos of the Mizbeach was mamish parallel keneged the Heichal with its walls. But the point is that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda as well, we find that the Kohen would have to look over the wall of the Har Abayis in order to see into the Heichal, because being that the Mizbeach was centered right in front of the Pesach HaHeichal, and the Azara itself was 13 and a half amos above the level of Har Abayis, that meant that the entire Pesach of the Har Abayis would be blocked by the different parts of the Beis Hamikdash, the Ezros Nashim and the Mizbeach, and the Kohen wouldn't be able to see under the Pesach into the Heichal. He would have to look over. So that Stam Mishnah Midos is Lav Dafkal. If you're Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Stam Mishnah might be. It could be all Stam Mishnayis and Mesachas Midos is really Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So that's the Gemara. No, it can't be because V'yisal Kadaitach Midos Rabbi Yehuda. He, if you're going to tell me that the Stam Mishnayis and Mesachas Midos is Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbeach Bemtza Azar Mi Meshkachas. Could you say that the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara? Meaning we're going to show and prove that there's a Stam Mishnah in Midos, which is Muchach, that the Mizbeach was not in the center of the Azara. And being that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the Mizbeach was in the center of the Azara, Al-Karchach Rabbi Yehuda is not the Stam author of the Mishnayis and Mesachas Midos, and we're left by default to say that the Stam Mishnah Mesachas Midos was authored by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, not Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you're Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that the Mizbeach was in the center of the Azara, and we're about to bring a Stam Mishnah which says that that's not the case, because Vatnah, we learned in the Mishnah Meseches Midos that Kol HaAzara, the entire Azara, meaning not the Ezros Nashim, but the Ezros Yisrael, the Ezros Kainim, the whole entire Azara was Haisa Eirich Mea Ushmeinim Visheva. It was 187 Amis long, meaning from east to west, al reich of mei ushleishim v'chamesh, and with a width of 135 amos, meaning from north to south, it was 135 amos. And now we're going to explain how that was. What filled this entire shetach, this entire space. So says the Gemara like this. Says the Mishnah like this. Mina mizrach l'mayriv mei v'shmeinim v'sheva. We just said that the length, meaning from east to west, was 187 amos. Malkum drisas ragla yisrael, the ezus yisrael was yudalef amos. That was 11 amos. Malkim drisas raglei kehanim, which is the Ezros Kayanim, that was also yudalef amos. That's 22 amos total. Now the mizbeach was shleishim mishtayim. The mizbeach itself was 32 amos. That's 54. And bina ulam the mizbeach was eser mishtayim. Between the ulam and the mizbeach was an area of 22 amos. That gets us to 76. The heichal itself with the ulam was kuf amo. That gets us to 176. And then there was Yud Alef Amma Achari Beis HaKapayres. Behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was another 11 Amos that went from there until the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash. So that gets us to 187. That's the length of the Azara. Now, Min Hadar Mitzafim, we said, was Me'ev Ushleishim V'chamish. We said the width, which is from north to south, that the width of the Azara was 135 Amos. How do we have that? What was in that space? HaKevesh V'HaMizbeach Shishim V'shtayim. The ramp of the Mizbeach, with the Mizbeach itself. So that was 62 Amos. The Kevesh was 30, and the Mizbeach was 32. So that was 62 Amos. The Mishnah doesn't tell us yet how much space there was from the southern wall until the Kevesh. We'll see in the Hemshech how much space there was there. But we're going to start from the Kevesh. The Kevesh of the Mizbeach with the Mizbeach itself. So that was 62 Amos. Min haMizbeach ulatabois ches amos, from the Mizbeach until the rings that they had and used to put the animals that they were shechting in the kachi kachim that they would shecht in the northern part of the Azara, so they would put the head underneath this ring to make it to shecht it. So from the area between the Mizbeach and the rings was another 8 amos. So we had 62, so that gets us to 70. Mokom HaTabois was Esen V'Arba. The space of the rings itself, that took up 24 Amos of space. That gets us to 94 Amos. Min HaTabois L'Shulchanois, from the Tabois until the Shulchan, to the tables that used to wash off the innards of the Karbanois. So that itself, that space was 4 Amos. And now the Mishnah does not tell us how long the space of the Shulchanos themselves were, but Rashi tells us in Dibur Maskil Ruba that it definitely was not less than 4 Amos. So that will get us, let's say, to 102. Until now we were at Min HaTabois L'Shulchanos was Arba, so that got us to 98. So if the Shulchanos themselves were at least 4, so that's at least 102. Min HaShulchanos L'Nanosin, from the Shulchanos to these short pillars that they used to have these hooks that they would hang the animals on in order to skin them. So that was Arba. So we said before 102. So plus this 4, now we're at 106. Min HaNanosin L'Kaisel, we didn't say yet how long the Nanosin were. We'll see soon. But Min HaNanosin L'Kaisel, Azara was Ches Amos. And then from these pillars until the northern wall of the Azara, that was another 8 amos, that gets us to 114. So we said that the whole width was 135. So we have 21 remaining amos of this 100 of the 135. So the hamaisa, the remaining 21, was bina kavesh vila kaisel umakam hananasin. That you should all divide between the southern wall of the azara until the ramp of the mizbeach and the makam hananasin, divided between the two. Let's say 10 and a half each, and that's how we'll use the rest of that 21 amis. So now, if you would think that midas, the stam mishnais and midas is Rabbi Yehuda, here we have a stam mishnah, and mizbech bamtza azarmi mishkachasle, if you follow this cheshbon, it comes out that you don't have the mizbech in the middle of the azara. Haruba the mizbech bedarum kai. Most of the mizbech is going to be in the darum. Assuming that, let's say, it's 10 and a half amos of that remaining 21 that was from the southern wall until the kevesh, and the kevesh was 30 amos, so that's only 40 and a half amos, and then you already start with the mizbech. So that means most of the mizbech was in the southern part. Even if you would put more of the 20 of the amos of the remaining 21, you would still have most of the mizbeach in the southern part of the azara. The point is, there's no way to learn this mishnah, which is a stam mishnah in midos, that you're going to have it that the mizbeach was in the middle of the width of the azara. Al karchach raiv of the mizbeach, at least raiv, was in the south of the azara. So you can't say that the stam mishnah in Mesachas Midos is Rabbi Huda. It says the Gemara continuing on to Yedzayinam and Aleph, El Lav Shramina, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Yishmamina. It must be that the stam mishnais in Midos is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So in Achanami, it comes out that from the mishnah we had before, that they had to make the eastern wall of the Har Habayis not too tall so the Kayin could see over it, that you could have understood like Rabbi Huda or like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But we see from this mishnah that you can't say that the stam mishnais in Midos is Rabbi Yehuda, must be like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And even though Lefir Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the entire Mizbeach was on the southern side of the Azara, Rashi makes the Cheshbin on the top of Yitzayinam and Aleph, that you could divide those remaining 21 Amis in a way that most of it went to the Nanasin, only a little bit, only 5 Amis of it went to the southern wall, between the southern wall of the Azara and the Kevesh, and then it comes out that the entire Mizbeach was on the southern side. But the point is, there's no way to learn that Mishnah that it was in the middle of the Azara. You could learn it like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore we'll say that the Stam Mishnais and Maseches Midos is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.